AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The deadline is less than 4 hours away for Congress to avert a government shutdown. President Trump was asked if it will happen.
Nothing is inevitable, but I would say it's probably likely because they want to give health care to illegal immigrants, which will destroy health care for everybody else in our country. And I didn't see them bend even a little bit when I said we can't do that.
Democrats in the Senate say they won't vote for a House spending bill unless Republicans include an extension of expiring health care benefits. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there was no input from Democrats.
You cannot pass legislation in the Senate when it comes to appropriations unless it is bipartisan.
Earlier, the president was at the Quantico Marine Base in Virginia, speaking to the nation's top military leaders. He talked about cities that have recently seen the presence of Marines and the National Guard.
We should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military, National Guard, but military. Because we're going into Chicago very soon. That's a big city with an incompetent governor, stupid governor.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth also spoke about the end to woke culture and announced new directives for troops that include gender-neutral or male-level standards for physical fitness.
I call it the no more walking on eggshells policy. We are liberating commanders and NCOs. We are liberating you.
President Trump also announced drug maker Pfizer has agreed to lower drug costs under a deal struck with the administration. A strong earthquake was felt in the central Philippines.
Earthquake! Earthquake!
Stone and concrete buildings were damaged. Several people were injured. The conference board says consumer confidence declined again in September as pessimism over inflation continued to grow. Court records show Nicole Kidman has filed for divorce from Keith Urban after 19 years of marriage. This is AP News. Congress's top Democrats are blasting President Trump for posting an AI-generated video mocking them following a White House meeting yesterday. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The video impersonated Chuck Schumer's voice and showed a sombrero and mustache on Hakeem Jeffries.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. I'm the House Democratic leader.
Jeffries says the video was racist. And the next time the president has something to say about him,
when I'm back in the Oval Office, say it to my face. Say it to my face.
On the Senate floor, Schumer notes the video was posted with a government shutdown potentially hours away.
The president is busy trolling away on the internet like a 10-year-old.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The first baseball playoff game is over. In Cleveland, Detroit beat the Guardians 2-1. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.